Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Hi, this is Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. Support for our podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, a proud sponsor of StoryCorps. Morgan Stanley is committed to giving back and to fostering meaningful dialogue among people and communities. MorganStanley.com.
It's the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. I'm Camila Kashani. On this Labor Day, we wanted to bring you another short episode about a family business in Los Angeles. Sisters Susie and Donna Wong grew up just minutes from all the big movie studios, but they were really a world away. They came to StoryCorps to remember their dad, Frank, who came to the U.S. from China, and the laundry business that he opened on Melrose Avenue in 1949.
We lived in the back of the laundry in Hollywood. It wasn't your typical home, but it was a home for us. There was a simple plywood wall that just kind of hid our living area from the customers. As kids, we carved a little keyhole.
Yes.
So we could peek out and see which customer had come in.
Actually, at some point, Dad had a customer who worked for Bonanza, that TV show that was popular in the early 60s. And he invited all of us to go to the set and to watch the actors. And my father readily agreed. That was one show that had a character that was Chinese, Hop Sing. And he was the worst stereotype. I mean, he was sort of, you know, bowing and smiling all the time. But I think it was important for my dad to see that there was some acknowledgement of Chinese people on the screen.
You know, being in the laundry, we still had our own world as a family. But we also witnessed my father in interaction with people who had more money, who came to them for menial work. And that's always a little hard to see your dad in that role. But when it came to protecting his children, he was heroic.
Right. When I was in second grade, someone shoved me into the water spigot. And the next day, he came with me to the principal's office to protest and just get across, hey, this cannot continue.
I don't think I at all thought about what our parents did for us until much later. One of our daughters is now a film editor, and she told me recently that the first time she got to work on Paramount Studio, which was just a mile from the laundry, she really felt like it was coming home.
Yeah. I'm very proud of our family.
That was Donna and Susie Wong at StoryCorps in Atlanta, remembering their dad, Moon Tung Wong, also called Frank. He ran the family laundry with his wife, So Fong, for 35 years. The story was produced by Joe Corona and edited by Annie Russell. Our executive editor is Jasmine Morris. Our technical director is Jarrett Floyd. Eleanor Vasili is our lead producer. The story was fact-checked by Dan O'Neill. Special thanks to Hillary Rink, Kiplin Primus, and Stephanie Burton. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Kashani. We'll be back with another season real soon. Catch you then.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.